Welcome back to NHL Draft Class. I'm Adam Kimmelman, here as always with my colleague Mike Morial. Mike, how are you?
Very good, Adam. Hope you and the family are doing well. And listen, you know, I'm really excited for our guest this week, right? Quinton Byfield. We spoke with him a few days before the CHL and HL Top Prospects game at Hamilton in January. But the fact that we're able to get him now during the pandemic and what's been going on, catching up with him is going to be great.
Yeah, this was great with Quinton. He touched on a whole lot of issues. Let's bring in Quinton right now. Quinton, thanks for joining us on NHL Draft Class. How are you? How's the family doing while we're all away from hockey?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a little bit tough, not playing hockey in playoffs right now, but, just enjoying spending time with my family, haven't had too much time to be with them the recent years, so I'm just getting to reconnect with them and, kind of just catch up almost with them again is kind of nice, so just kind of do that and just still train, really.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How have you been able to stay in shape? I know, I guess in some areas, there's some skating rinks open. Have you been able to get on the ice? Have you spent any extra time working on any areas of your game? How have you been staying in shape while you've been away from hockey?
Yeah, I know. Lucky enough, actually, a couple spots up some ice, and I've been on four days a week kind of right now just skating. So, I've had a lot of ice recently, and just being able to do that, so really keeping me in shape, and just going, Gary Roberts and those guys sent me some programs and just touching base with them every once in a while, so just working out there and in my house and just kind of just, that's what I do to keep in shape, really.
So working out with Gary Roberts, I'm sure you see a lot of the pro guys, and I know the guys that work with him, one of their focuses is getting physically stronger. Is that something that you've tried to work on? Do you have an ideal weight you'd like to get to as far as adding some muscle before next season starts?
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm a bigger guy, and they definitely really push me a lot too. They see I can get a lot heavier and maintain my speed. So I'm just working on my agility and just putting on a lot more weight and kind of just trying to get thicker and bulk up more. So definitely want to put on a little bit more weight because next year hopefully I get to make the jump to the NHL and play against men, so they're going to be a lot more stronger and heavier. So, I definitely have to get a little bit heavier to compete with those guys.
So I want to move away from the ice for a second. As a young player of color, what have the past few weeks been like for you watching the protests surrounding the death of George Floyd? And not only have we seen Evander Kane and Akeem Aliyu in the hockey world help create the Hockey Diversity Alliance, the NHL has embraced it and promised to do what it can to be more supportive and encouraging of players from all backgrounds. They've created the Player Inclusion Committee. And also you've seen influential older players, Sidney Crosby, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and a host of others speak out and promise to get involved. What has that meant to you as a guy who is a younger player of color but hopes to reach the NHL? Do you feel more supportive and more support from the league than maybe players of past would have?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's definitely, just getting all that attention really makes it a lot more easier, I guess. But, I've been lucky enough in my young hockey career and, just growing up in Newmarket and, and all my friends. I haven't really had any situations like that, so I've been really lucky with all that. But, it's definitely eye-opening. Hopefully I can be, another race player who can, just kind of be a motivation to other players that are younger of color as well to just to show you that you can play the sport and you can go places with it. So it's definitely really nice, and just getting that attention, as I said, it's really nice just to know that you're welcome.
Yeah, yes indeed, Quinton. It's been great to see Crosby, Connor McDavid, and more than 100 other NHL players tweeting and denouncing racial inequality, acknowledging their privilege and pledging to learn and do better. I know Tyler Seguin protested in Dallas, Zdeno Chara in Boston, Patrice Bergeron, Tom Wilson, and others made donations. Jonathan Toews met with activists in Chicago. So there's a lot to be proud about when it comes to NHL players speaking out and wanting to make a difference. I'm curious though, Quinton, what would you tell young black players today who are who are maybe targets of racism and are frustrated or thinking of quitting the game?
Yeah, just kind of push through it because, as I said, I haven't had too many experience with that, so I don't know too much on that, but just hearing all the stuff that's came out, it's definitely hard to watch, but just keep pushing through it, and if everyone's just being responsible now and taking care of their actions and as I said, welcoming people, so I think there's nothing wrong. Just really try to go for your dreams, and I think you can do it. And I'm just there, and I'm pretty close to doing my dreams, and I've made it pretty far, and kind of just keep going and just get through it, really.
Yeah, positive words there, Quinn. Thank you for that. I read somewhere that your favorite moment as a fan was watching Hockey Night in Canada with your grandfather. What made those moments special, and how big a hockey fan was Grandpa?
Yeah, so he's German, so we used to call him Opa. So, those were definitely big times because my mom and dad, they definitely didn't play hockey or follow hockey too much. So, my dad came over when he was around 20 from Jamaica, so he didn't know too much of hockey. But those nights really brought us together with my Opa. He was a big fan. Then my dad became a big fan of the Leafs, so that really got me inspired to play the game of hockey, and just watching those games, very exciting. Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday, that's definitely where all the big teams play. Canada, all the Canadian teams would usually play, so those are just special moments with your family, watching hockey, and really get to connect with them there, and it's just a lot of fun to watch.
I heard your favorite team as a kid was the Tampa Bay Lightning, and favorite player was Marty St. Louis. What was unique about St. Louis, and do you try to incorporate anything into your game?
He was definitely my favorite player, and probably my favorite player of all time. He's definitely a smaller player, but he wasn't afraid to go in the corners and get those pucks. So, just the heart he had for the game and what he could do. And, he was definitely super skilled, and you could see his success he had with Tampa Bay and Stamkos. It was just a lot of fun to watch, and so I wasn't a bandwagon because I was with them through the hard times too, but it was definitely, he just had a lot of heart and determination. He wanted to win every puck battle and didn't want to lose a game, so he definitely inspired me to play like that, just kind of just mix up your skill and work ethic, and you can become a really good player. So he's definitely inspired me to play like that.
So, all right. So I have an 11-year-old son. He's a big hockey fan. He's a street hockey player, plays a little bit on the ice, but not much. And he asked me something that I wasn't really sure the answer of, but I figure a player would know better. It was about skates and how they fit, how the boots fit. And I told him it was unique to each person. So I'm curious, are you somebody that likes them super tight, like 2 to 3 sizes below your shoe size, or a little bit looser? And I know some guys wear socks and no socks. So I'm going to tell him the answer, but I'm curious, how do you, I know it's particular for every player, but I'm curious how you approach it.
Yeah, no, I've definitely seen a lot of a mixture of everything, really. But, I'm more of a guy. I wear the long socks and like it really tight. So, I just feel more comfortable with that. I've kind of just been doing that since young. When my mom used to tie my skates, she'd tie them super tight. And, I just felt more comfortable with that and kind of just continued that along the way. So, and then if I have no socks, it feels really uncomfortable. So, I'm more of a tight skate and long sock guy.
So in 2017-18, you averaged 2.71 points per game with York Simcoe Express in the Eastern AAA, 92 points in 34 games. Only Steven Stamkos and Taylor Hall averaged more points per game in that league, Quinton. And that was a big reason Sudbury took you number one in the 2018 OHL draft. How did that league shape you into the player you are today?
Yeah, no, just playing for your hometown, and it's definitely something special. Playing there for 7 years and with all your buddies, so you had a lot to play for, really. So it was a lot of fun. I think my coaches really shaped me. I had a few coaches, and they're all really good. They really shaped the character of me on the ice and off the ice. They taught me a lot, so they really shaped my game quite a bit too. Just to have that success in that league, and just even just making friends on other teams, and just just seeing what they they were doing. It was always a lot of fun matching up against them. So, you know, just playing around with your buddies and, you know, just having a good time in AAA hockey. And that's just really made the experience a lot more fun. You know, just as I said, just playing for your hometown makes it even that much better.
Yeah, you were captain. Did you captain that team too, Quinton, for a few years? Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think it was 5 years. Yeah.
Okay, oh, that's awesome. I know you averaged a little over 8.5 minutes in ice time, had an assist, and earned a gold medal for Canada at the 2020 World Junior Championship last January. What would it mean to you to get another crack with Canada at the World Juniors in Edmonton and Red Deer?
Yeah, no, it'd definitely be an awesome experience again. You know, I had a fantastic time this year in World Juniors. And, you know, being a younger guy, you kind of just, you know, fly under the radar and kind of just pick up all your other teammates' brains and, you know, see how they're doing. You know, so it was a lot of fun. But I think next year, if I'm lucky enough to get the chance to play for Team Canada again, I want to get another gold medal. And, you know, you can just show a little bit more and be more of a leader and have a bigger role this year. But, you know, I was definitely really excited with the outcome last year. I don't think anybody wouldn't trade that moment away for anything. So, you know, just getting another crack at it would definitely have a lot more to prove and, you know, just want to get that another gold.
Now, the flip side of that is you could be in the NHL next season and be busy come late December, early January. So I know you touched on it a little bit earlier. Do you think you're ready to step right into the NHL next season?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think I definitely can step into the NHL next year. You know, just have a that's why I've been going pretty hard lately and, you know, really trying to make that possible. You know, I think I just have to get a little bit stronger, as you said, and, you know, just work on my little areas. You know, just watch I've been watching quite a bit of my old games because there's not that much to do. So I'm really trying to watch that and improve, just improve as much as I can in the off season, really, to be prepared for next year. So, you know, I think I definitely have the frame and, frame and skill for that. So I think I can definitely make that jump next year.
So you'll get a little more clarity in about 10 days when the NHL draft lottery is held on June 26th. Have you tried to block that day out or do you spend time thinking which team you'd like to go to? Has that thought entered into your mind at all?
Yeah, no, it definitely has, but, you know, you really just try to block it out and, you know, just kind of go on with your days. But, so I haven't really put too much thought into that because it's still a bit away and, you know, no one really knows when the draft is either. So, you know, that's a long way away as well. So I'm really just focus on, you know, just trying to improve and, you know, whatever outcomes comes. And, you know, I'll be glad to get drafted by any team and, you know, just try and make a statement on that team. And, you know, so I just kind of really try to block out all the noise right now and just go on with my day.
So if a team asks you why they should select you with their first round pick, what do you tell them?
You tell them, you know, I'm a big, 6'4" center, you know, down the pipe is, you know, it's really valuable to teams and, you know, just, I have quite a bit of skill, but, you know, I think I really converted into a 200-foot game, since I've been in OHL and, you know, Corey Stone's definitely helped me out quite a bit with that. And, you know, he's definitely trusted me, in both ends of the ice, whether we're up a goal or down a goal, you know, I'm out there in every situation, penalty kill. So, you know, I have a pretty versatile game and, can play any situations and, you know, just a big body who has some speed that can burn you, with his hands, strength or, skill. So, I think I'm definitely just a versatile player that can do a lot.
Quinn, you mentioned to me in January that Ottawa defenseman Kevin Paul, who's a New Jersey Devils prospect, was one of the more difficult players you faced this season. Why was he difficult to face and what did you do to be effective against a defender with that type of defensive tenacity?
Yeah, no, he's probably one of the best, you know, defensive D in the OHL. So always going against him was a good matchup and saw him a couple times last year in playoffs. So, you know, he's a really good player. He's I think he's 6'7", so, you know, just his reach and, you know, his stick length really holds you out a little bit. So, you know, just that and, you know, he's always in a good situation. And, you know, he doesn't really care too much about the puck, so he'll always take the body first. And, you know, he's definitely challenging to play against. And, you know, I think his skating is pretty underrated as well. And, you know, for a big guy, he can actually move around the ice really good. So, you know, he's just a solid player to play against going down one-on-one with him. You definitely have to pull out all the tricks against.
Fun one here. I remember you telling me you have a big bow tie collection. Rumor has it you collect and own, I guess, at least 20 of them. So what's your infatuation with the bow ties, and what's your go-to bow tie?
Yeah, no, honestly, it was just when I was younger. I kind of, just like being different a little bit. And, I thought going with a bow tie would kind of be cool. So really started that trend when I was a bit younger. And, also the ties just bothered my neck. So, that was a little thing too. So I just kind of just went with the bow tie. And, I kind of just collected those over the year. I have probably over 30 of them now. And, a little bit boring, but probably my favorite bow tie is just the regular black one. Goes with anything, and I can mix it up with any suit, really. So probably that's my go-to one. But, I have a really nice salmon and blue suit, I think it is. So I got a bow tie to go with that, and I think that's my favorite one. There's stripes all over it.
All right, so I bet you didn't think you'd get two bow tie questions, but I actually have a follow-up. our colleague at NHL.com, Dave Stubbs, he's our resident bow tie connoisseur. Now, I know he would want to ask you this, so I'll ask it for him. Do you tie your own bow tie, or do you use a clip-on? And there's no wrong answer here, because I got married, I wore a bow tie, I had a clip-on, so don't feel ashamed. You're in a safe space.
Yeah. No, definitely. No, I mostly use clip-on, but I have a couple ones that I have to tie. But, I've had a couple people over the years try to show me how to do it, but, I'm just not too good at tying bow ties, so I kind of stick with the clip on.
So so the fact that you're trying at least is good. So, you've been meeting with teams, the NHL teams, and I'm sure you've gotten hockey related questions, but have you also gotten offbeat kind of questions, like bow tie questions, or have they asked you anything strange, funny, memorable questions that have stood out from when you've met with the teams?
Honestly, not too much. I think the one that really sticks out to me, I haven't really had too many questions off the charts like that, really just sticking to hockey. But, when I do my Zoom calls and, stuff like that, I still have all my medals and posters hanging up behind me. So they get a look at that, and a couple of them got a good laugh at. I still have the 2004 Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup banner up. So I have that in my room. Then a couple art pieces I painted, so I got a couple questions about those. But nothing too much like that. Kind of a little, give me a little shot at the Tampa Bay banner, and just talk to me about the art painting. So just those ones, really.
Yeah, so what is this painting, Quentin? You got to describe it. What's it all about?
Yeah, no, so I took a grade 10 art class. So it's kind of just like using different various colors of just the water, and then have a Nookshook kind of on the hill with a sunset in the background. So it's not a bad pain, but think it was when I was in grade 10, so there's definitely a lot more improvements now.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, well, Quentin, thanks so much for joining us on NHL Draft Class this week. It was great to catch up again, and we appreciate your thoughts on the season and life and what matters most. Best of luck in your off-season training and in the NHL draft.
Yeah, no, that was great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Quentin Byfield for joining us on NHL Draft Class. Mike, so much great stuff there. Where do you want to start?
Well, Byfield told us, when we saw him at the NHL-CHL Top Prospects game, that, he'd relish the opportunity and responsibility of becoming the highest player of color selected in the NHL draft. He's a projected top three choice. In this draft, we all know Evander Kane, Seth Jones share the honor as the highest players of color selected in the draft. And Kane in 2009 went number four to the Atlanta Thrashers, and Seth Jones in 2013, number four to the Nashville Predators. But I tell you, Adam, we like everything about Byfield, right? I mean, you like his enthusiasm for the game, his passion. Byfield was happy for his teammates at the World Juniors, even though it was disappointing, I would imagine, in some regard, that he didn't get more ice time. But you can sense being a part of the team was probably real important to him, and that says a lot about his character.
Absolutely. Look, we've covered the World Juniors enough to know that, and he's still 17. I'm not sure when he turns 18. I don't think he's turned 18 yet. But that's a tournament where that's a 19-year-old tournament, right? And if you're an 18-year-old player, your ice time, unless you're an Alexi Lafreniere type, a Connor McDavid type, your ice time's going to be down just because that's the way that tournament goes. So the fact that he's a 17-year-old kid, that he made the team, that speaks volumes at him. At center, which is a premium position, speaks volumes about his ability and his skill. And look, he averaged 8.5 minutes a game thereabouts. He got a gold medal. If he's back next year, he'll be, barring some bizarre injury or something, he'll be Canada's number one center. Now, the flip side of that is he more than likely will be in the NHL next season. Now, he talked about getting bigger, getting stronger. We've seen it. You know, you mentioned we saw him at the top prospects game in January. He's a guy that has all the skills, but the strength is going to be an issue. I mean, I look at him, I see a guy who at 6'4" could probably put on 10 or 15 pounds of muscle. And when he figures out how strong he can be, he's a guy that can be dominant.
Yeah. And that's the one thing you did mention there, that there's a, there's a chance that he could surprise and make it tough for whichever NHL team drafts him to send him back, you know, to Sudbury. But I think that's where he belongs, Adam, just for the reasons you just, you know, mentioned, where he needs to, you know, bulk up a little bit with that strength. He has tremendous size, obviously. So you'd want to see him fill out a little more and grow and mature with Sudbury, get another opportunity and become a leader, gain more ice time at the World Junior Championship, I think will only benefit him. Look, Quinton's a powerful skater. He's got that breakaway speed. Just an excellent puck possession type player. He really has that vision and that playmaking ability with that heavy shot. Now he just needs to, you know, present himself as a heavy, tough, powerful young man. And he'll be able to do that, I think, with maybe another season of seasoning, so to speak, with Sudbury, Adam.
Yeah, I agree. To me, you know, when I see him, I see Joe Thornton at age 18. And we're old enough to remember Joe Thornton at age 18, tall, thin, and in his rookie year, I think he played 20-something games, and he probably could have used another year of junior hockey to get bigger and stronger. And we've seen what Joe Thornton has become now that he's gotten bigger and stronger. So could Quentin Byfield be on that same path where, you know, another season of junior hockey would be beneficial for him? I tend to lean toward, I think you're right.
Yeah, this kid's multi-talented too, right, Adam? I mean, he's got a bow tie collection. He's painting. He's like a Picasso. He's an excellent hockey player. Quinton Byfield does it all, man.
An artiste on the ice and an artiste off the ice. Quinton Byfield. Nice. So, yeah, we'll get more clarity as we get to the NHL Draft Lottery on June 26th. But that is going to do it for this episode of NHL Draft Class. Mike, all good stuff again?
Absolutely, Adam. You and your family stay safe. And to our fans out there, stay safe. Be well.
Thank you. And if you like this show with Quinton Byfield, you can catch up on all our previous shows. Last episode, we had Anton Lundell from HIFK in Finland, Cole Perfetti from Saginaw. I talked about all the things they're going through as they get ready for the draft. We've also talked about the best prospects in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, the Ontario League, the Western League. We even did an all-goalie episode. So you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe. But for now, NHL Draft Class is dismissed.